Good morning from Nine Elms Fruit and Veg Market. The old market, of course, many years ago used to be in Covent Garden. It's now down in the Nine Elms area of London, just off Battersea Park Road, which is where I am now. Very good morning to you. Had a great night last night. Had a few birthday drinks with a friend. Naturally got a cab home. And wondering what today will bring. Last Saturday, had a great Saturday. Today, only done. I've done a Victoria to Forest Hill and a Pimlico to here. Nine Elms today, so a little bit quieter. It's 11:40. Been out since, about 9 o'clock. So, yeah, bit quieter today. Never mind. Anyway, what shall I chat about today? What about RMT London? The union that seems to be attracting members amongst the taxi, certainly London taxis, that's what they're going after, obviously, RMT London. They want to protect their members from new technology. Oh, get my teeth in, John. They want to protect their members from new technology. They want to protect us as well, apparently. there is a link somewhere at cabfornow.com if you want to check out that story. Specifically, they're talking about what I was mentioning yesterday, these geolocation applications. Touched on a couple yesterday. There are many more out there than I touched on. And they feel that they need protecting from this technology. They need protecting. Why would they need protecting? Surely, you know, the days of going out onto the street from your home or nice warm office and hoping that there's going to be a vehicle going down the road with an orange light on its roof, surely those days really are over, aren't they? I mean, that's so 80s. You know, yeah, it trundled on through the 90s, but we're now 2010, and we've got technology which is just a better way of doing things, isn't it? You know, you're able to simply book a cab by looking at your mobile phone, and the nearest cab then comes to you, and you can see it approaching, actually, on a map. And then when it's outside, you go outside, or you get a little message on your mobile from the driver directly, similar to the dedicated Addison Lee app, for example. You know, so is that not a better way of doing things? Well, I would suggest yes, it is. So why on earth the RMT London wants to protect taxi drivers from this technology is beyond me. And my great-great-grandfather, who was president of the TUC, General Secretary of the Agricultural Workers Union, for many years. He was actually president of the TUC in 1922. He'd be turning in his grave to think that workers need protection from technology. Why? Things have moved on a hell of a lot. And of course, it's only going to get faster. The growth in technology has been exponential over the last 3, 4, 5 years. You know, I've got a mobile in my car, like many cab drivers have, I know that, which can check email, surf the web, stay in constant contact via Twitter, Audioboo that I'm using now, Foursquare. There are Cab for Now, Foursquare sites now all over London that I've set up. I don't quite know why, but I just do it when I've got a spare moment, and they automatically get syndicated into my Twitter feed, as many other people will have noticed. There's Facebook. Obviously, Facebook has a Cab for Now page. So there's loads and loads of new uses of technology, and to try and protect a trade from technology, well, you're going to lose out, aren't you? So I was going to talk, I'm running out of time again. This 5 minutes is not long enough, is it? But just think of the potential of having every single cab on one application in London, and you can book a cab. And the green side of this is terrific as well. Anyway, I'll talk more about that tomorrow. My 5 minutes is up. Cheerio. Have a great day. Stay safe wherever you are. Bye-bye.